Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon will not debate legislators on climate change. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After initially saying he was open and willing to debate, Governor Mark Gordon on Monday declined a challenge by 30 state legislators to debate his carbon-negative policy for Wyoming and if climate change is real, according to Cowboy State Daily. In his letter, Gordon said the debate over whether climate change is happening and what are its causes has raged for over two decades without a definitive conclusion. Governor Gordon said, "So rather than join the unfruitfulness of that fray and recognizing that, alas, one side of the argument currently holds most of the levers of regulation, I have sought to position our industries competitively as a practical and more proximate way to attain that stated objective of reducing CO2 in the atmosphere without also putting people out of a job." State Senator Sherry Steinmetz from Lingle, who led the effort to organize a debate between the governor and scientists from the CO2 Coalition, said that Wyoming residents from across the state and political spectrum contacted her for help addressing Gordon's stance on climate change in a debate. She said this would have led us to base our policy decisions in fact. "Unfortunately, the governor has declined our invitation and refuses to explain why he believes our state should be carbon negative." She also mentioned how Gordon has made decarbonizing the West one of his main policy initiatives as the chair of the Western Governors Association. Gordon's letter acknowledges the energy stances of President Joe Biden's administration, which has advocated for a significant rollback of fossil fuel production in return for greener energy policies. Steinmetz said he seems content to acquiesce to the Biden administration and their climate doctrine. The governor said he is focused on promoting Wyoming's industries while working in the parameters of the world market. He wrote, "Far from turning my back on our traditional industries or the employers who work in them, I have worked tirelessly to emphasize their relevance and to assure their continued future by highlighting their practical potential for reducing so-called greenhouse gases when advocated of an unrealistic Green New Deal want to shut them down." In his letter, Gordon also criticized those who have said he's changed his stance on energy climate change. Gordon said, "Respectfully, I would suggest the nonsensical allegations that I have changed my tune on our coal, oil, and gas industries are either craven misrepresentations of my record for venal political gain or complete ignorance of my commitment to defend our core industries against all comers, regardless of national climate policy." Gordon clarified to Cowboy State Daily in his letter that he fully supports fossil fuel production and wants to support an array of energy sources, adding that the people in Wyoming know how to walk and chew gum. His critics, however, say the governor has changed his stance on these issues. That includes Representative John Bear of Gillette, who said Gordon needs to travel around the state and let people know that he holds these views. Gordon has consistently espoused an all-of-the-above energy strategy since taking office in 2018, supporting both fossil fuel industries and green energy, like wind and carbon capture. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.